This is Weekly Outlook for November 26, 2012. The increase in soybean prices that began in June was carried more by soybean meal prices than by soybean oil prices. From the June low to the September peak, soybean futures increased by 43%, meal futures by 51%, and oil futures only 20%. Soybean oil futures are now back to the level of early June, while soybean meal futures and soybean prices are still much higher. For the current marketing year, the USDA expects soybean oil prices to remain weak relative to meal prices. The price of crude soybean oil is expected to average 2.26 times the price of meal. The ratio was 3.08 during the 2010 marketing year and 2.64 last year. In nominal terms, the average price of oil is expected in a range of 51 to 55 cents per pound, compared to an average of 52 cents last year and 53 cents during the 2010 marketing year. The low price projection for soybean oil reflects prospects for weaker demand than for soybean meal. Soybean oil exports during the current marketing year are projected at 1.2 billion pounds, compared to 1.46 billion last year and 3.2 billion 2 years ago. U.S. soybean oil exports are expected to be limited by an increase in palm oil exports and by larger Argentine exports of soybean oil. While exports during the current marketing year are expected to be down by nearly 14%, shipments and sales have been relatively large early in the marketing year. Shipments during the first 7 weeks were more than 3.5 times larger than those of a year ago, and unshipped sales are currently 2.8 times larger than those of last year. The prospects for very small inventories of U.S. soybean oil by the end of the marketing year underscore the importance of a rebound in South American soybean production. Domestic consumption of soybean oil for purposes other than biodiesel during the current marketing year is projected at 13.1 billion pounds, 310 million less than consumed last year. Consumption is expected to be limited by larger supplies and consumption of other vegetable oils, particularly cottonseed and peanut. The USDA relies on data reported by the U.S. Energy Information Administration to estimate the amount of soybean oil used for biodiesel. Biodiesel production totaled 723 million pounds gallons during the 2010 marketing year and 929 million gallons during the first 10 months of the current marketing year. Production for the year may be near 1.13 billion gallons. For the 2011 marketing year, the USDA estimates that 4.9 billion pounds of soybean oil were used for biodiesel production, up from 2.7 billion in the previous year. That estimate implies that the soybean oil accounted for about 57% of the feedstock used in biodiesel production, compared to 50% in the previous year. For the current year, the USDA also projects soybean oil consumption for biodiesel at 4.9 billion pounds. However, the EPA has increased the minimum amount of domestic biodiesel consumption from 1 billion in 2012 to 1.28 billion pounds in 2013. The increase of 280 million pounds will require about 2.1 billion pounds of additional feedstock. USDA projected of soybean oil consumption implies that most of the increase in biodiesel production in the current marketing year will come from feedstock other than soybean oil. Alternatively, soybean oil consumption will exceed the current USDA projection. In the first 8 weeks of the 2012 marketing year, soybean oil prices averaged 48 cents per pound, well below the USDA projection for the year, with demand potentially stronger than currently projected. The increase in prices that began 2 weeks ago is likely to be extended. Unless the biofuels mandate is amended, price strength could extend well into the future.